Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
At this time, I want to tell you a great story from the Bible. I will call it Three Boys in the Fire. Oh, you've read about it maybe over in the great book of Daniel. In the Old Testament, Daniel was one of God's prophets, and Daniel and his three friends, whom we call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were taken away from their own land and taken to the country of Babylon. And the king had made these boys to be special charges of his. He had taught them their language and their customs, and then he wanted them to help him out in the affairs of governing the province. But the king, whose name was Nebuchadnezzar, what a name that is. King Nebuchadnezzar had built a great image of gold. It was 90 feet high and about 9 feet wide, and he set it up out in the plain, and he told the people that whenever anybody heard any kind of a sound of music, they had to bow down and worship that image. Well, you know that the Bible tells us, really God telling us in the Bible, that thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. So that's one of the Ten Commandments. But these people were required to worship that image, and most people did. But there were these three boys, friends of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they didn't fall down and worship the image. So some other men came, and they told the king, "These men, O king, aren't paying any attention to you. They will not serve your gods, and they won't worship that image." Well, the king was very angry, and he called these boys and he told them, "Now the next time you hear any music, if you will bow down, everything will be all right. But if not, I will throw you into a furnace with fire burning in it. And do you think any god can deliver you out of my hands?" Well, they said this way, "Now, O king, sir, we needn't really worry much about our answer. Our God is able to save us. We don't know if he will or not, but he's able to save us, and he will if he wants to, but if not, we just want you to know that we won't worship your image." And the king became so angry that he had them heat the furnace much hotter than ever, and the soldiers who threw the three boys into the furnace were killed by the terrible heat. But when these boys were in the furnace, all they lost was the cords that had tied them, and they just walked around in the furnace. But when the people looked in, they could see another person in there too. Maybe the Lord had sent his angel, or maybe he had come himself. But there's one thing we learn from this, and that is that nobody, not even a king, has the right to tell us to worship anyone other than God. And I hope that we'll be strong enough, like those boys were long ago, when anybody asks us to do anything that would not please God, that we will simply say no, and God will take care of us. Read the story for yourself in Daniel chapter 3. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Christ.